Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, and you're listening to episode number 46. Welcome to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast, guys. And today we are joined by qualified nutritionist Alex Penderbury. So welcome to the show, Al.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you on. We've been trying to plan it for a little while now. So I'm sure a lot of the listeners today will get a lot of that out of this episode. So for everybody listening, we're going to discuss a number of topics on nutrition today. So as I just mentioned, obviously Al is a qualified nutritionist. So how long have you been kind of working as a qualified nutritionist now?
I graduated in, 2013 or so. So a few years now. And I've been practicing out of Progression Fitness Club, consulting there for a good year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good.
And before that, you've got a business. Did you want to tell them about that?
Simple Sensible Nutrition. Yeah. So that's what I trade as, when I'm consulting, Simple Sensible Nutrition. And yeah, cover all things from just healthy eating to weight loss, muscle gain, performance. So it's
cool.
Going well.
And what kind of made you make the decision to become a nutritionist? Is it always something you were interested in, or is it something, one of your own type of hobbies that you decided to take a bit further?
Yeah, well, I was a gymnast growing up, and my mum wasn't a big cook. I didn't have the best diet. And then I think in about year 12, I quit gymnastics because it's kind of like an early age sport. And I could tell that what I was eating, I was, you know, putting on weight, my skin wasn't great. And I thought, well, I've got to decide what I want to do. And I was going to uni the next year, and I thought, oh, well, I'll do nutrition because I am interested in how it can make me feel better, and then maybe I'll make a career out of it. So, yeah.
Hope your mum doesn't hear that. So once you finished up at uni, did you go straight? Did you start Simple Sensible Nutrition straight away, or?
No, it took a while. I graduated. It took me four years, and then I graduated. But in part time while I was at uni, I modelled to earn some money, and so that kind of continued on when I graduated, and then I slowly kind of started to think about, like, how I was, if I was going to go out and work for someone or work for myself. And then I figured if I wanted to keep modelling, I needed to do my own thing. So yeah, that's when I
created that. And those of you that are listening obviously know that my approach to nutrition is more along the lines of flexible dieting and following macronutrients, micronutrients, and a calorie intake for results. And Al, you're relatively similar. What is your, I guess, a summary of your overall approach on nutrition?
So it really depends on the client. If I've got someone who really wants to learn about nutrition and for weight loss or muscle gain especially, flexible dieting is a great way to, you know, teach them and put them on a diet and hold them accountable for it. But then you get some people that are like, count calories, no way, are you serious? Are you crazy? I don't want to do that. And then it's kind of like I've got to portion out and more teach them about the groups of foods that they want to eat. There's a different approach for everyone, but I think you do get probably the best results out of flexible dieting. All my clients that I've put onto that are definitely that you see the best results in that.
Yeah, so you're obviously in the belief that there is no perfect diet, like
there's no perfect diet. It depends on the individual. You know, you can be vegetarian, you can have cultural reasons for eating and things like that. So there's no perfect diet. I think as long as you're eating an abundance of fruit, vegetables, grains, and then, you know, supplementing that with a bit of lean protein if you eat meat, or if not, you know, beans, legumes, things like that. I think my idea of a perfect diet is over 80% of whole foods.
Yeah.
So if I was to sum it up in a sentence, that's what I would say. 80% of whole foods is a really perfect diet. And, you know, then you're allowing 20% to enjoy yourself, you know, have a glass of wine, have a beer, enjoy Thai pizza with your friends, that's really important for health too. Whole foods is probably where it's at. You can't really go wrong there. That's probably my idea of a perfect diet.
Yeah, and when we talk about flexible dieting, obviously you guys probably know by now that we don't really mean that it's any type of diet in particular. So it could be vegetarian, like Al mentioned, vegan, paleo, any of that, and it all still it works. And in the end of the day, to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit, and to gain weight, you need to be in a calorie surplus. And the way you get those calories is really comes down to your individual preference.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, like it is, it's calorie in, calorie out. But then, you know, whole foods kind of, they're you get your best bang for your buck because you really fill up a lot more, you know, if you're eating veggies, sea grains, it's got a lot of fiber in it, it makes you more full. Whereas if you are eating, processed foods, you're going to feel less full and you do end up overeating. So yeah, it's calorie in, like making a calorie deficit if you want to lose weight, a calorie surplus if you want to put on some muscle or maintenance, but it is a big factor of being healthy is the whole foods that you eat and being healthy as well.
And being married to Scott, I would assume you'd have a fairly close eye on what he tends to eat either during the season or in the off season. What type of approach? I believe he follows pretty much a flexible dieting approach as well, as an athlete.
Yep, so he's pretty, he's definitely like not obsessed, but he's really into taking control of every aspect of his performance.
Yep.
So flexible dieting for someone like that is perfect because you can say you need to hit this much protein to keep your muscle gain and your soreness at bay, and you need this much carbs for all of the energy that you're going to be expending. You need to keep your glycogen stores full, you need this much fat for, hormone balance. You can explain those things to people like that, and they have a number in their head and they want to hit it. It stops them from overeating, it stops them from undereating, and it also keeps them sane mentally, knowing, oh crap, have I overeaten? I'm gonna run shit tomorrow. Am I doing all these weights for no reason when I'm not eating enough protein? Flexible dieting is perfect for that because you know that you're doing the right things and you can just kind of erase it from your head. You know, you can tick that box and sleep a lot better.
A couple of things there. As you mentioned, obviously Scott's pretty full on with tracking everything. I think that is one of the best things about flexible dieting. Not so much flexible dieting, but just tracking your calorie intake, is that you literally are in control of your results, aren't you? Obviously in the off season, Scott would probably focus more on recovery and even trying to put on a bit of size or at least maintenance. And then once he gets to the season, his energy expenditure would increase. So I'm assuming you'd increase his calories quite a bit coming into the season.
And I know he's even spoken to you about it. You can play with cycling your carbs and things like that. But that's exactly what he does, and it just calms him. You know, he knows he's doing the right thing. As I said, it's a really good thing for athletes who are keen on the approach.
Yeah, and I know I've said it tons of times before, but I think a lot of the people are under the impression that flexible dieting is just fitting in as much crap as you can, as long as it fits your macros. But obviously, with someone like Scott or even yourself or anyone, to perform at your best, to sleep your best, have best energy levels, all that type of stuff, like you mentioned, you do need to be eating a lot of whole foods and nutrient-dense foods. You can't just be eating crap, as long as it fits your macros.
Yep. No, I mean, it'll show. You can fit your macros eating, processed foods, high sugar, high fat, and you'll tell. You can tell when people, their eyes aren't as white, their skin might not be as good, and they actually might not be performing the best that they can. But when you're eating, your healthy foods, you're ticking off your veg, your fruit, you're eating, whole grains instead of, processed crap like donuts or, crackers or something. You can tell, and you feel a lot better, you sleep better, your performance is better. So there's two aspects to it.
Yeah. Now, inside the nutrition industry, or more so the health and fitness industry, obviously it's ever-changing. So since you've finished up at uni, is there anyone in particular or a number of people that you like to kind of, study up on or look at their articles to keep in touch with any changes?
Yeah. Well, I mean, nutrition's changed so much since I even left. It's a field where everyone's interested in it. So there's always new studies done, and you got to keep on top of it all pretty much. PubMed.com is where scientific articles are published. It's the most accurate form of information you can get because it's scientific literature.
Yeah.
And it's not someone writing a blog with their opinion because... everyone's got different opinions and everyone's got different beliefs, and pushing them on other people isn't really the right thing to do, I don't think.
Yeah.
I've got a really balanced, like yourself, approach to everything. If someone comes to me and they're, you know, vegan, like you can work around that. If someone comes to me and they're paleo, you can accommodate around that as well.
Yeah.
You can just push people into balance. That's the best thing.
Another good website to look at, guys, is examine.com. Very similar. It's all evidence-based articles, and you're not just getting opinionated.
Yeah. Examine, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Examine.com, because they get it all from PubMed and kind of dumb it down for you a little bit.
Yeah.
Thinkingnutrition.com is another one that's really good. He's a professor that I... probably my favourite professor from uni, and he writes articles off the literature as well, and kind of dumbs it down. And then since I left uni, also BioLane.com. He charges now, which is a shame, like he's totally in his right to charge. But I learn a lot from him based on macros, because obviously in uni I didn't learn, it's not a subject, macros.
Yeah.
So I taught myself that, and I learned a lot from him and his kind of proteges. He's got a lot of little people that have branched off now that he taught them the way as well. But you can follow him on Instagram, and I've learned a lot from him.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's either BioLane, or you can also type in Lane Norton. And he's got a ton of articles on bodybuilding.com and a number of different spots as well,
I liked it. I've listened to his blog so much that Scott bought me one of his t-shirts once. I was like, okay, maybe I've gone a little too far.
Haven't seen you wear it yet, actually. I wanted to talk to you about your experience with clients coming to you, you know, for some reason or another, whether they've been crash dieting or eating just in an extended period of a calorie deficit, and they've come to you with some form of eating disorder now. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're anorexic or something like that, but it could just be something along the lines of, you know, like we spoke about before, feeling guilty after eating certain foods, or feeling like they've eaten too much, and kind of what's your approach with these clients, I guess, to try and get them back on track.
Mm-hmm. So that it's really common, especially in today's age with like social media. You're slammed with all these perfect images, whether you're a guy and you want to be really muscly and you just see all these muscly guys, or whether you're a girl and you see just, you know, abs and good legs all the time. There is a really high rate of eating disorders that come from that. So you can, when I'm talking to someone, there's red flags straight away if you can tell that they've got a little bit of an eating disorder. Yeah. And as you said, there's minor and there's major ones. But you know, someone who's a bit fearing food, and they talk about food negatively, and I've tried everything, nothing works, those kind of things, you slowly pick up on those things, and you need to tread really carefully. You know, sometimes with these types of clients, counting calories and stuff isn't the best approach.
Yeah.
But I have had actually a couple of clients that it's really helped, because I can get them eating more that way.
Yeah.
They've been in such a deficit for such a long time because they don't know what they can eat, and they're so scared that they're going to put on weight. Whereas I can say, well, you're eating, you know, 100 carbs a day, and you really need 200, 220, 250. And they go, oh, are you serious? And I'm like, you know, food makes you not only feel good and healthy on the inside, it makes you look good, it makes you perform better. You need food. And so the way I treat it is I really try to heal their relationship with food by saying, you know, food is not your enemy. It's actually what makes us live. It makes you move.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you can kind of, it's not just an external thing. It's an internal thing, but you need food to look and feel good. So I try and heal their relationship with food by looking at food as nourishing and positive words like that, opposed to negative, and just really work on them not like dreading mealtime. So it's all about education.
I think even in my experience, like when I first got into actually properly learning about nutrition, I had been for a number of years trying to put on weight or put on muscle, and until I really figured out how much calories I actually needed to be taking in, you know, I had absolutely no idea. Like, I was, as you mentioned, I think I was maybe 300 carbs or something below where I should have been to even get close to putting on weight. And but as soon as I actually started following some form of an average calorie intake over the span of a week, that's when I started seeing results. But also, as you mentioned, I started to realize that you know, eating a lot of food is not such a bad thing, especially if you know, if your goal is to put on size, or even, you know, I've had a number of clients come to me that want to lose weight but are actually eating way too little to actually lose weight because their metabolism has suffered.
Yep.
And I assume, like a number of the clients that come and see you with these types of eating disorders, your half your battle would just be getting their metabolism back to where it should be.
Yeah, and I mean, while I was in uni and I didn't know enough either, like I suffered that a bit. Like, you know, I wanted to be leaner, and the answer to that, most people think, is less food.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's the right foods and the right combinations of foods. You know, cutting, like in my case, I was probably eating, I thought, too much fats, but I was eating nowhere near enough carbs and protein.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you get that balance right and start eating, you know, bit more wholesome foods in probably bigger portions a lot of the time for people, you actually realize that, oh, my body's functioning better and I can work out harder. I can I can function and I'm actually losing weight. It's amazing when you put people's calories up and they start losing weight.
Yeah.
It's just that first step of letting fear go that eating more is gonna do damage. And it's really sad, especially in guys, when they're working their ass off in the gym and pumping so much weight but they're not eating enough. It is impossible to gain muscle. It is impossible if you're not feeding your body the right amount. It needs, like, when you break down that muscle, it needs the protein to repair and get bigger. You need to be eating enough, more in that case.
And when you're trying to lose weight, like, it can actually be a bit of an eye-opener, see how much food you can or should be eating when you, like you said, when you actually start to eat the right foods. Like, through a few corporate health things, like I've gone through and put together a sample nutrition plan for, you know, just a pretend female. And, you know, most, 9 times out of 10, all the females in this seminar or whatever are completely shocked about how much food that this person could be eating, only eating 1,700 calories or 1,800 calories.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, they might be eating almost double that amount of calories in one or two meals just because of their food selection is so crap. It can be a massive eye-opener.
Yeah, it really is. You just, and especially, you know, you might get some girls that just really, they've been working out and they want a peachy bum, as they call it, but they just don't understand that you need to eat more, and you need to eat not only better, but you need to be eating more, I think, is the most important thing.
Yeah, and just being aware of what you're actually eating.
Yeah, and but you do need to have knowledge. Like, you can't just go out and be like, oh yeah, I can eat more, I'm gonna have a bottle of wine and a pizza, because it doesn't work that way. No. It's just a little bit more, you know, lean sources of protein, or beans, you know, chickpeas, whole grains, veggies, like more of the good stuff.
Yeah, and we won't touch on this for too long, but just quickly, I guess, for the listeners that are a little bit more advanced, in regards to reverse dieting, do you do that with any of your clients, or do you just try to, you do it in a way that they don't really know that they're actually reverse dieting? But
yeah, I do it in a way they don't know, because it's just a bit too technical for most people to
get their head
to fathom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm already trying to teach them about the right foods they should be eating, or the better foods they should be eating. It's just a lot to take in. But yeah, I just kind of, like, I'll say I like to see you kind of every week or two, or like, let's touch base. And it needs to be done slowly. I always say to everyone that comes in, you know, you didn't put on all this weight overnight.
Yeah.
You cannot lose it overnight.
Yeah.
You didn't even put it on over two months. You put it on, say you put it on over 2 years, it might take that long to reverse it. And the more patient you are, the more longevity you're going to get out of your results. That's the way I kind of put it. And I just like to, just slow and steady.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, what are some quick and actionable steps you can recommend for those that are wanting to just improve their nutrition, just all-around improvement?
Well, you can go the flexible dieting way, where you can figure out exactly how much calories you should be having for your activity level, your height, your weight, your gender.
Yeah.
You can, you know, find out how much calories, how much protein, carbs and fat is the optimal breakdown. My best advice, like off the, if I was just to have a 5-minute conversation with someone, would be to get MyFitnessPal, the app.
Yep.
It's awesome, and it's really accurate. It has all the Australian foods in there. That's a great one. Or if you didn't want to count calories, I just kind of like to go by the, try and tick off your food groups. So try and have, you know, at least 5 veggies a day, 2 bits of fruit, have some whole grains with your meals, you know, some oats for brekkie, some brown rice for lunch, some potato for dinner, and then some lean sources of protein or legumes. So you can, I like to balance my plate for lunch and dinner, half of it to be salad or veg, a quarter of it to be lean protein or legumes, and another quarter to be wholesome carbohydrates, which is your brown rice, your quinoa, your sweet potato. And so when you're looking at your plate, it's kind of well balanced. You're ticking off all the food groups, and if you eat that way, you can do that when you're eating out. Another good one is if you look at a food and it's made in a plant, don't like try to eat less of it. But if it's grown and it's it is a plant, then it is good, you know. Yeah. So eating less processed and packaged foods and trying to eat more wholesome foods.
Yeah. A good tip, guys, is to shop around the outside of the supermarket.
Yeah, it's a really good one, because marketing these days as well, like you're marketed at all the time.
Yeah.
And all these products, they're really no good. The best bet is to eat wholesome foods.
100%.
Definitely.
All right, before we finish up, what's your kind of current position like in the health and fitness industry? Like, what are you doing at the moment, whether it be with your website or obviously Progression and stuff like that?
We own Progression Fitness Club in Richmond, Cremorne. It's an advanced sort of training facility.
Yeah.
So we run strength, sweat, cycle, yoga, and it's awesome sessions. You're one of our leading strength coaches there, so
great training environment. I should definitely recommend coming down and check it out, guys.
And I run my Simple Sensible Nutrition out of there, and I also have my website, simplesensiblenutrition.com.
Yep. I'll put that in the show notes as well, so it'll be easy for you guys to find.
Beautiful. Well, yes, Progression's it's had its first year, so my website suffered a little bit, but getting back on board soon. So that's pretty much what I'm doing. Also brewing a baby, so.
Yes. I was going to mention, I don't know whether you're taking any clients at the moment or not, but if someone kind of did listen to this and happened to want to get in contact with you about nutrition or just for some advice or whatever, where are they best to contact you? Through the website or?
Yeah, on my website, on my Instagram, Al Pendlebury is my username. You can contact me straight through there. Always get back to everyone, even if it's not for an appointment, you know, if you just need a little bit of quick, easy help, it's fine. Especially with the baby coming along, I've got heaps of time up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Probably won't be taking on face-to-face clients. After about 2 months, but
good time to write a few blogs. Awesome. All right, well, thanks for joining me today, Al.
No worries.
If you guys have got any questions or anything about today's show, just send them through to my email, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com, and then either myself or I might shoot a text to Al and get her to send me through some answers, and we'll go through them on the next show. But unless there's anything else you need to add, then That's us done.
Yeah, cool.
Great. All right, guys, thanks for listening. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do and leave a review if you enjoyed today's episode. And I'll catch you guys next week.